CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives is what you are listening to. Let's go over what you just heard, because that feels like a good way to for us to get to know one another a little bit better. No, it doesn't. That doesn't even make sense. You just got to hear The Crown with No Fuel for God off of their new album Crown of Thorns, which came out on Friday? I think Friday. Actually, it might be beforehand. I've been downloading things kind of haphazardly to add at the station, so I could be wrong about that. Anyway, they have a new album. You should go listen to it. It's very good. Before that, Insurrection from here in Quebec, Nemesis off of Obsolescence, and a pest before that with Corpse Fuckers Anonymous off of You and Me at the End of the Fucking World, and Wangro with, I think it's Broem? They can correct me if I'm wrong. Off of Sports, which I have to say like that because it's in all caps. Hey, remember when I said that I had an interview coming up on this show? Well, you know what? I think let's start up that interview, shall we? I got to sit down and chat with a member of Born Broken, the last original member of Born Broken, I might add, Mike Decker, who will introduce himself during this, but you know what? Let's just get into the interview. We'll start off. He can tell you more about the band and all the stuff. Keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. Hey, everybody. It's Andrew. If you're hearing this, you know it's time for me to do another interview. The sickness I have of continuing to do these. But today I'm joined by someone who I've actually done an interview with before. So they know some of my tricks that I've done, although it's been some time. So maybe he's forgotten them. He is the main lead singer, I guess main songwriter too. We'll get more into that, of Born Broken, who are actually going to be doing a show on October 26th in Montreal, along with Within the Ruins at Foof's. So while we're talking, why don't you just go get your tickets for it ahead of time, and then you'll be prepared for once this is done. Great, love it. So Mike, why don't you say hello to the people so they can put a voice to a name and tell us what is now your role here in Born Broken?
Hello. How is everybody tonight? What's up, everyone? It's Michael from Born Broken doing the role change here. I am now the main vocalist, and I guess I'd be the rhythm guitarist. Used to be the lead guitarist in the band, and now I switched over the roles to just playing at rhythms. Not the main songwriter, the idea person, bringing riffs, idea in, and that's it, you know, stuff like that. And then we all build the songs together. Last original OG member of the band.
The last man standing is here.
The last man standing from the original lineup back in 2008.
Well, first off, let me start off by everybody, I owe an apology to Mike here, because he wrote to me long ago and sent me the album to listen to, and then asked me, what did you think about it? And I didn't respond to him at all. And I just realized that today, as I was looking through, that I had written out a draft and then didn't respond. I apologize, Mike. I apologize to you.
No, okay. I'm used to being ignored, so. Just like the title of the album, right? Am I invisible? It's perfect. You know what I mean? I'm used to just people just walking by me in the streets, you know? So, yeah.
Well, that's not how I want you to feel. That makes me feel bad to do that. Okay. I apologize then.
Oh, wow. I accept your apology.
Okay. All right. So let's start this off. I start off all these interviews the same. So I'll continue the tradition with you. What's one question that you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list here to the side in front of me, I'll strike it. You won't have to think about it.
I'm too vain. I'll answer everything 1,000 times.
Fair enough. All right.
The main reason why is because just because you're answering or asking me the question doesn't mean that the people who listen to this show are listening to either a show, another podcast down in the States or Seattle, or reading all the webzines that are doing interviews for us and stuff. So every question is as important as the next one. And it doesn't matter if I'm asked it 1,000 times, it's important for me to answer them, especially right, that we're an unsigned act, you know, so.
Fair enough. Well, then I'll leave everything here and let's start talking about the band. And let's start off with the new record, because that came out September 20th. I Am Invisible. You've already alluded to the title. You've got it all in there already.
Am I Invisible?
Am I Invisible? I'm sorry. I flipped it around.
Yeah, I know. That's and I know because it's so easy to. I know it is.
But this record feels, to me, at least more More in, it's got some slight industrial flavor to it that I kind of enjoy. It's very machine heady, which is something I definitely enjoy. Am I listening or hearing too much into it, or is that kind of the sound you were striking to get towards?
I think we're just a bunch of old metalheads playing what we like to play on this album. I don't think we're trying to go for any certain sound or any certain stuff. I just think we're playing music or metal that we all grew up and we listened to. So did we grow up listening to Ministry? Yes. Do I think we sound maybe like Ministry or KMFDM or those type of bands, you know, Frontline Assembly? No, I don't think so. Do I think we sound like Machine Head? Yeah, I could hear that. You know what I mean? I think my vocal approach is kind of a la Rob Flynn type of thing. So I kind of get that feel, you know. Back in 1995, when you heard that song, you know what I mean? When you heard Davidian and you heard that scream, Let Freedom Ring with a Shotgun Blast, that was just stupid sick, you know what I mean? So, yeah, stuff like that, you know?
And Machine Head has gone through so many different phases at this point, much like, I believe, the Born Broken things have gone through. Although, I'd say Machine Head has done some... I mean, they've been around, they've been doing things for a long time, and Rob Flynn has experimented with all kinds of stuff.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Lest we forget the new metal days of...
I actually like that album, man. I really do, you know what I mean? There's some of those songs that I really like, you know what I mean? It grooves. That album grooves, you know what I mean? It's different. It's not metal in the sense of, like, his 10-minute anthem songs, you know what I mean? But yeah, it grooves.
Hey, you don't have to tell me. I've been a new metal apologist the whole time, and I've been wrong for it up until apparently a couple years ago. So I'm fine for being wrong until I'm right. But 2018 was the last record. Obviously, you alluded to the fact that you are the kind of sole member left in the band. Has that lineup change been one of the reasons why it's been such a... Although 5 years is about kind of the average that Born Broken seems to have, but did that kind of lineup change delay this record? Like, was it ready before that, or did you work on it after? Or?
Put it straight out. I wanted to get this album out before I turned 50. That was the thing. Yes, I'm an old man. Actually, I'm not anymore. 50 is the new 30, right?
Yeah.
So I said, you know what I mean? I want to have 3 albums out for this band before I turn a certain age, and that was the kind of goal. And that was in 2022. So I said, you know what, during all the pandemic and stuff, we had a lot of time to sit down and to write and to do stuff and everything, and it kind of gelled and was going to happen, and then some other things didn't happen, and we actually got in the studio in February 2023. So that's when we actually recorded this album. It was supposed to drop last year, but we had some lineup changes during the middle of the recording, hence why I'm on main vocals now. And so that's what kind of happens, you know. So then, of course, we had to restructure the band again. I can't do everything. We can't be a power trio playing the type of music that we are with the double riffs, all the vocals that were meant for two vocalists type of thing, whatever else. So we had to find another guitarist to fill in my lead guitarist spot, which is what we ended up doing. So things added to it and just got delayed and got delayed and got delayed and got delayed. Then you try and do it right, you know, you try and present it right. You don't just want, okay, now that we have everybody, well, let's just throw it out there. You know, it takes time to promote it. Like even Asher said, like John Asher there from Asher Media, he said, like, we kind of didn't give him enough time. Like he wanted to ramp it up more, but Asher did a lot of great stuff for us. So yeah, it was cool.
Has your kind of transition from being more of the, I guess not backseat, since lead guitarists, you know, they have their time in the sun, but being a lead vocalist usually gives you even more time. Has that transition been easy for you? Difficult? What has that been like?
No, it's Born Broken is the first band that I'm not the front man in.
Okay.
Last bands ever since, well, basically since I started playing, I've been the singer guitarist format, a la Machine Head, a la Nuclear Assault, a la those type of old thrash style bands, Metallica, stuff like that, you know? So I'm used to that role. This band was the first band that I kind of said, I want to sit back and I just want to play guitar. I want to focus on playing guitar, and I want to do the other style thrash bands where you have the two guitarists and the front man and the bassist, like the five piece, you know what I mean? So you could have those more intricate kind of runs, stuff like that, to make it a little bit more musical there in a sense, you know, not wrong word for that, but that type of feel. And so I said, that's what I'm going to do. But it seems to, you know, you always get pulled back in, right? So when we all decided that this was the direction we were going to go, it was a natural transition. There was literally from one day to the next, we made the yes. And the next day I was behind the mic tracking. So it was literally like that fast.
So it felt kind of like stepping back into a role that you're very familiar with then at that point.
Yeah, yeah. It took a little bit of rust off the vocal cords to push constantly instead of just being the backup vocalist there in the band, you know what I mean, to now being the main stuff. But yeah, that's it. It's like anything. You drink a bit of Brasso and, you know, you could shine up your pots.
That, I mean, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Chocolate milk and Wonder Bars. There you go.